Episode 16, Boundaries.
Hello, my name is Angela. I am a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I am a wife, I'm a mother of four, and I'm a stepmother of three. I was married for 14 years when I began to learn the secrets my now ex-husband had been keeping from me, all starting with his affair. My world, my identity, my worth were all in question. I didn't know or trust anything. But through that tragedy, something amazing happened. I found myself, and I began to learn how to truly love the person I saw in the mirror. It's not a destination. It's a journey. However, now I can honestly say that I am a beautiful, strong, intelligent, and brave daughter of God. I am a trauma survivor and thriver, as well as a certified life coach. I want to share my story, as well as my experiences and what I've learned, to bring others hope, healing, and help. So come with me, and together we can find courage in betrayal.
Okay, so I have to start off by apologizing. This podcast thing is not easy. I am a one-woman show over here, and coming up with the topic and then writing out each and every episode, recording them, and then editing them all on my own takes a lot of time. Plus, I have a coaching business where women can work with me one-on-one for 3 months as I help them navigate and heal after betrayal. Shameless plug, you can find and DM me on Instagram or Facebook if you are interested in working with me. But coming back to my apology, I also have a 9-to-5 job that I work completely separate, and I am a mom and wife. So needless to say, it has been hard to stay consistent and get a new episode out weekly or even every other week. In addition, I just had spring break. Therefore, I have fallen very behind, and for that, I want to say I'm sorry. It is really important for me when I started all of this to be consistent, but I'm being humbled and realizing sometimes I have to be okay with just doing the best I can. So for now, this is the best I can do. Please stick with me, and I promise you won't regret it. Okay, now if I'm honest, I have been putting off this topic. Not because it's controversial or triggering or anything like that, but simply because talking about boundaries can be complicated and difficult to explain and understand. There is a lot that can and needs to be discussed when it comes to boundaries, and it can be difficult to try and summarize and break it down. There are entire books written on boundaries, and I would urge you to read and learn as much as you can. With that being said, I have been avoiding talking about boundaries because it feels really daunting. I want to start by saying and reminding you that I do not want to come across in any way that I know everything and have it all figured out. In fact, I'm still very much learning and growing, and that can make me feel inadequate sometimes. But here's the deal. Boundaries are such an essential part of healing, and honestly, probably one of the most important concepts to know and understand. And I think that's why I have been putting it off. I want to help. I want to give everyone the best tools, but the misunderstanding of boundaries is one of the biggest problems of our society and healing in general. The reality is many times we all think we know and understand boundaries, but the truth is if we have found ourselves in an abusive relationship, meaning that there is some form of infidelity, but our spouse is lying and hiding, these actions, that is abuse. So if we find ourselves in this type of situation, the harsh truth is if we really knew and understood boundaries, we wouldn't be here in this position in the first place. Boundaries keep us safe, right? Boundaries are there to protect us, right? Most of us heard the analogy that boundaries are like a fence around a property. We have ways to get in and out of the property, but the fence keeps people from just walking across whenever they feel like it. Let me share a story that may help to understand this concept. A few years ago, I built a brand new home in a new up and coming neighborhood. Our house was one of the first few homes built, so we had many empty lots surrounding us. We first decided we would wait to get a fence until all our neighbors were in, and we could then ask to see if anyone would like to split the cost with us. So for the first year or so, we did not have a fence around our property. It wasn't that big of a deal, But because my kids were still little, it did require me to be outside with them at all times. I wasn't able to just send them out in the backyard without supervision because I wanted to keep them safe. I believed I could still protect them even though we didn't have a fence. Because of the dynamics of the houses, my kids quickly made friends with some other kids that lived in a house that was a few spots and over to the backside of our house. That may have been confusing. Meaning the front of their house was on a different street than ours. I thought it was great at first. My kids would go outside and their friends would see us out there and would come out too. And because no one had any fences, it was easy to walk from one backyard to the other. This was good until my kids started to have a hard time with these kids. The kids were very nice, but the age and gender difference started to be more and more apparent. They were not getting along as well as they used to. It became difficult because my kids didn't always want to play with the neighbors. But anytime we went outside, they almost always came out to join us. We tried telling the kids that we weren't going to play that day, but they wouldn't listen or leave. They would still run and jump on our trampoline or play with our toys, even when we said we didn't want to play. That caused my kids and I to begin avoiding going outside. My kids didn't want to play outside because the other kids would probably come over. We struggled with trying to be friendly, but still trying to hold our boundary that they did not respect. It came to the point that they would come knock on our back door when we weren't outside, or when we were all out there, they would begin asking for lunch and snacks. It just became too much. We needed to feel safe and secure in our own space, so we did. We put up a fence. The purpose wasn't because we hated them and never wanted them to come over, but we wanted to be in control of when and how they did. This accomplished many things. I could send my kids alone to the backyard because I knew they were safe. They couldn't leave, and others couldn't get in without permission. Then if the neighbors saw us and wanted to play, we could either let them in or not. The choice was ours. This is why boundaries are compared to a fence. Now, a fence should not be confused with a wall. Boundaries are not concrete walls that we build around ourselves into some form of safe house that once we are in, no one can access. But more often than not, that is what we do. Most of us that struggle with boundaries either don't hold them at all, or we go and do the opposite by barricading ourselves away so that no one can get in. It becomes a game of all or nothing. And we may struggle to find or even see a middle ground. But there is a way to feel secure and safe and still allow others in. But it will require you to do things differently. But that's the point, right? You are here listening to this today because you want change. You want to feel different, or you want to have your situation be different. Well, by now, I hope you know that change doesn't happen without change happening. So we must start with ourselves. Let me try to break down what boundaries are and how to appropriately hold a boundary. So first thing first, what exactly is a boundary? For most of my life, I thought boundaries were my personal standards, values, or desires. And although that plays a part, there is more to a boundary. Boundaries are what protect our standards and values. Boundaries are the limits we set within ourselves to take that responsibility for what we will or will not tolerate. It is no one else's job to keep that safe. It is our responsibility to safeguard our standards, ethics, and values. However, there is a difference between a boundary and a request. You can request or ask someone not to do a particular thing, but without a plan of action, that's all it is just a request. A plan of action is simple. What action are you going to take if your boundary line is crossed? This plan makes you responsible and accountable for your property, i.e. the things that are important to you. The best way to do this is to use the if then statement. If blank happens, then I will blank. Let me give an example. In my first marriage, my ex-husband and I would get into awful fights. I talked a lot about anger and how I felt angry almost all the time. I was told I had anger issues, and I most likely was bipolar and needed help. This would trigger me and to try to stuff down my feelings again, but inevitably my frustrations and hurt would spill over and I would blow up. But my point being, we both, in my first marriage, got really upset whenever there was an argument or fight. But that really wasn't the problem. Because my ex-husband would get so angry, he often broke things. He broke numerous phones, punched holes in the walls, shattered a mirror. You get the point. I hated that. Whenever he did it, it crossed that limit for me. I didn't feel safe and I wasn't sure what he was capable of in those moments. So I told him. I didn't ask. I told him I was not okay with him throwing or breaking things when he got upset and it needed to stop. I thought that was me setting a boundary, but it wasn't. Well, it kind of was. I did the first part. I set the limit and I expressed that so he was aware of it. But that was it. I thought that's all I was needed to do and then he would just do it. But can you guess what happened? Yeah, that didn't stop him. There was a time I remember when I could tell he was about to smash his phone. So I reminded him that I was not okay with him breaking things. And then that is exactly what he did. He looked at me right in the eyes and literally ripped his phone into two pieces. So what do I do? How do I protect my boundaries when he wouldn't respect them? Well, because I didn't understand boundaries and before I understood my own feeling, I did the only thing I knew how. I shut down and I shut off. I pulled away and I avoided. I stopped trying to work through frustrations. I stopped talking to him about my feelings and I barricaded myself away trying to keep myself safe. But that didn't keep me safe. And it left me feeling even more alone and isolated, which then only drove me to feel more angry and the cycle would go round and round. I unknowingly left my values and standards to be unprotected because I thought my husband would protect them. So let me put it this way. In the military, there are soldiers and there are officers, right? The officers need to rely and trust on their soldiers to protect the enemy line. You with me so far? But what if one of the soldiers runs away? Who is responsible? The answer is the officer. He is the one that is ultimately in charge of his unit, and even if someone doesn't do their duty, it is still the officer's responsibility. You are your values and standards, officer. Yes, we should be able to rely on those around us to respect our wishes, but what if they run away? Or what if they flip sides and begin attacking instead of protecting? Here's where the then comes in, and I learned what I should have done. This is what I should have said. If you throw or break anything while we are having an argument, then I will immediately stop the discussion from going further, and either you or the kids and I will leave the house for the night. This sets a clear line, and it makes me responsible to uphold it. Now here's the side note. Boundaries are not there to control and manipulate anyone else. Therefore, your then cannot and should not be something he or anyone else needs to do for you to feel safe. But you might have noticed that I did say that he should leave the house. And this is why boundaries get misunderstood so often. To hold a boundary, the other person always has a choice. Boundaries cannot force anyone to do what we want. Others have the opportunity to choose, but we cannot force them. So if the other person says he won't leave, well, then I will. I give him the first opportunity to respect my boundary by asking him not to throw or break things. But then I set the line that if that happens, one of us will need to leave. I cannot force him to leave if he won't. So then I will get the kids and I will leave. Again, he always has a choice, but he cannot force me either. If he won't allow me to leave, well, then I will call the police. We have to have a plan of action that we can and will take no matter what they do or don't do. But the reality is they are not going to like it. They will feel like you are trying to control them and force them, and they are most likely going to say that to you. So this is where you have to know your truth. Are you actually trying to control him and get him to do what you want? Or are you simply trying to keep your values safe? This will take honesty on your part, because it is really easy to justify and claim it to be a boundary, but it is really just us trying to manipulate. There were moments that I would put a hard line down for the purpose of trying to get him to do what I wanted. An example was my separation. It is important to understand that I did not want a separation. I never wanted him to move out, but I thought that would be the only way he would know how serious I was. However, the separation gave him his freedom to see and sleep with his mistress whenever he wanted, because I would never know. The separation did the exact opposite of what I wanted and what I was trying to accomplish. I learned a lot during that time, and I don't regret my decision. But when I was honest with myself, the motivation for it was the purpose of getting what I wanted. But because it didn't work, I was forced to find recovery and real healing because I couldn't do it on my own anymore. This is what and why I'm here trying to help you. You will not get a different outcome by doing the same things you've always done, but it is hard to know what you should do or what would be better. It is time to stop making excuses for ourselves and start learning and understanding why we do the things in the first place. This is only scratching the surface of boundaries, but I hope this helps you begin to see and understand them better. It is going to take time, and you are not going to change and get better because you decided to. It will take practice and many different trial and errors to figure it out. So be patient with yourself and be sure to give yourself some grace and forgiveness, the same that you offer to everyone else. Betrayal is not easy to work through, so remember this. The fact that you are listening to this at all is the first step. I am proud of you, and I'm glad you are here. Keep going, keep fighting, take courage, and until next time, stay strong, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me here today, but I could really use your help. This podcast is new, and not very many people know about it. I know that every podcast and social media outlet will ask you to like, leave a review, or share this with a friend, but that is because it's the only way it will reach more people. So if this podcast spoke to you, or if you appreciated anything, please just take a moment to share your thoughts and impressions. I personally would be forever grateful, because you just don't know who may need to hear it. Thanks again.